Hello, this is Guy Sormand. I'm a City Journal contributing editor. I'm the author of the new book, Economics Doesn't Lie, A Defense of the Free Market in a Time of Crisis. I'm here with Professor Gary Becker, a Nobel laureate in economics. Gary Becker is also a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution. Thank you for being with us, Professor Becker. I must mention that you are a mentor of mine, and there is one chapter in my book on the rational action theory. But these days, I mean, the rational action theory is very much under attack from the liberals. I mean, do you feel, in a way, responsible for the crisis?
No. Not at all. I mean, the crisis, I mean, a serious crisis, obviously, and a lot of different causes, but I don't think it's the rational actor model that contributed at all to the crisis.
Well, but there are many arguments, not only against the rational action theory, but against the notion that markets are self-correcting. I mean, how would you argue with this? Are markets self-correcting, or are they not? Or did we put too much confidence in the capacity of the market to correct themselves?
Well, markets generally perform very well, and they have performed very well if you look at the last, say, 20 years or so. Look at countries that have increased the role of markets, like China and India, and see what Chile clearly even earlier, and see what happened to their progress. Or you compare Anglo-Saxon countries like the United States or Great Britain with France. So, I mean, I think you see markets did very well. Now, the financial crisis that we had was a complicated mixture of some bad government intervention and mistakes that the market made. So markets didn't perform by any means greatly during the last couple of years in the financial sector, but this bad performance was greatly assisted by unwise government involvement in financial markets.
But would you say that, in a way, governments are rational? They want to expand their power. This is what we see right now.
Yeah, they're rational, but it doesn't mean that leads to good economic performance.
Do you think there is a kind of an overreaction toward the crisis? That people, I feel that everybody seems to forget that markets are efficient and it's the best system ever, even if it's not perfect. There is kind of an overreaction.
Well, I think there was definitely an overreaction. One, that people first exaggerated what was going to happen to the economy, and people were talking about another Great Depression of the 30s. And it looks pretty clear at this point, it should have been clear to people earlier, that while this was a serious financial crisis, it's not completely by any means over yet. But there wasn't going to be anywhere near, let me emphasize that, the devastation, the economic devastation of the 1930s. So that's the first point I'd like to make. The second class of overreaction was it generated, as you indicated, a hostility to markets without appreciation of what I mentioned earlier, the great achievements of markets in the last 20 or 30 years, and it was really great in terms of reducing poverty in the world, for example. And it led to unwise government interventions in areas they should not have been involved in. The obvious example in the United States is the automobile sector, which I think completely unmerited to have the government prevent GM and Chrysler in the fall, like in October, from going into bankruptcy. And I think by this stage, they would be close to coming out of bankruptcy with reduced labor costs imposed upon them by the bankruptcy courts, lower debt, and a much smaller and more efficient set of operations. Instead, the government went in partly to assist, since unions were important in the election of the government, they went in partly to assist the UAW and reduce the amount of concessions that would be required of the UAW. So I think that was very unwise from a point of view of the efficiency of the American economy and of the automobile sector.
Yes, that means that the trade unions are rational. They defend their own interests. I mean, that fits with your theory, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. But they're rational monopolists. and they are. A trade union were given an exemption 80 years ago or so from the antitrust in the United States. So they act like monopolists. And they're rational monopolists, but yes. We would always say that monopolists, while rational, may be contributing to their own interests, but are not contributing to the general interest.
If I may shift for one moment to the theory of rational action, Mendea. Your theory is very much under attack these days from the behaviorists. Mm-hmm. The behaviorist economists explain that, after all, people, individuals, are not that rational, and being not that rational, a more government intervention would be justified from a theoretical perspective. How do you react to that?
Well, it depends. There are a number of things that can be said. I just clearly disagree strongly with the inference and the conclusions. One problem was nobody ever claimed that all people all the time are perfectly rational, and people make mistakes of a variety of types. They may get under the sway of emotions. The theory has recognized that from the beginning. What it has argued, however, is when you put the collection of individuals together in markets, the markets perform better than any alternative that has ever been devised. So to the extent the behavioralists would say individuals are not rational, the government is composed of individuals. Does that make them not rational? And how can one assume that by giving authority to the government, you'll get better results? In fact, I think one can show, because you don't have competition or market forces in the government, whatever irrationalities might be operating for the individual level will be magnified when you look at government behavior.
Right. So, in a situation like this, what should we do as public intellectuals? Be more committed to the defense of free market, more committed than ever?
Well, I think you definitely have to be committed, because free markets have performed very well. If one thinks, that maybe there could have been some regulations on asset multiples for some financial sectors, particularly with the too big to fail mentality, then you want to suggest certain automatically operating regulations that do not depend on the regulators, who made many mistakes during this episode. But overall, you want to point out the great advantage that markets have brought. You don't want to completely explain away the financial crisis and absolve markets from that. I think that would be a mistake. But you have to point out that the regulators didn't perform very well, that markets overall have brought great freedom and riches to the world, reduced poverty, and that even if you factor in a serious recession for 2 or 3 years, the overall performance for the last 20 years looks very good.
Thank you, Professor okay. Gary Becker, and you Thank encourage you. Us to pursue our struggle for yeah. ideas which work.
Well, keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Yeah,
we'll do
thank
it.
You. Bye.